We're reading today from Matthew chapter 4. He said to them, that is, Jesus said to them, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. I'm guessing that most of you who are in college have heard this question before. You're in college? What's your major? I've done it plenty of times myself, much to the chagrin of my children growing up. Picture the family around a table at a restaurant in Menominee, and the waitress happens to say something about school starting. "Oh, are you a student at Stout University? What's your major?" Meanwhile, the daughters are covering their faces. "Oh, Dad, so nosy." Of course, not only collegians have goals. High school students have goals too, both short-term, to make it through a test, and longer, to graduate. And if you have not been asked, "What do you want to do when you leave Emmanuel?" Well, I'm asking you now. Even little children get asked, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" How old do you have to be to have goals? When we were little, our parents sometimes set goals for us, like, "When you are 5 years old, you will go to such and such a school." And God had plans for us before we were born. He chose us in Christ before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight, to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ. When Jesus found Peter and Andrew along the Sea of Galilee that morning, they were rinsing their nets in the sea to ready them for the next night of fishing. But Jesus chose another goal for them. They were fishermen. They were going to each be fishers of men. There they stood, with the gifts and abilities that they had developed. But Jesus said their goals would be changed. From now on, their goal would not be gathering fish, but gathering men. They were in a profession which fed people, sustaining their life for a time with wholesome seafood. They were going to be emissaries of the Lord of life, who would sustain lives for all eternity. No wonder they left their nets, left their boats, left their occupations to follow Jesus. Not only would this be a vocation with far lasting impact, but more importantly, they would be with Jesus. About 11 summers ago, on this campus, the Church of the Lutheran Confession held its biennial convention during the third week in June. On Tuesday of that week, our children told my wife and me, older now they are, that after convention at 9 a.m. Friday morning, they were taking us on a trip for our 40th anniversary, but they did not tell us where. We packed the car and backed out of the garage that morning without knowing where we were going. Were we worried, anxious, fearful? Of course not. We knew our children loved us, and we trusted completely that we would enjoy whatever they had planned. So it was for Abraham in Genesis 12 when God brought him out of the Ur of the Chaldees, not knowing where he was going. So it was for Peter and Andrew and James and John and Matthew and all the rest. Did they know what lay ahead? Of course not. But they knew Jesus. They knew that he was the very Messiah of God, and that following him was the way to reach any goal that he set before them. Best of all, they did not have to make themselves into fishers of men or soul gatherers. They could not do that anyway. But Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." You have come to Emmanuel to prepare yourselves for service in his kingdom. Some of you are preparing for public teaching and preaching, but finally it will be Christ who calls, equips, and sends you forth in his name. And he also uses every heart that is ruled by his kind word in order to gather his people to his side. If you are a tax collector like Matthew, he can make you a collector of people. If you are a farmer, he can use your gifts to plant his saving word in the hearts of men. He makes us all people gatherers by giving us a unique message different from that of every other religion on earth. The net, which is for all people, is the news that unto you is born a Savior, Christ the Lord, who lived, died, and rose again for you. If the Lord chooses the goals for your life, he will also equip you with the ability, the will, and the opportunity to bless others with the love of Christ. He gives you his word. Is his word enough? The psalmist would say, yes. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Follow me. What a powerful call that is. May you be privileged to hear it every day you are on this campus, and everywhere that he may send you in life. Amen. Hymn 421, stanzas 1, 3, and 5.